This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. An Iraqi militia leader has downplayed the U.S. strikes in Iraq, hinting at de-escalation. AP correspondent Karen Shamis reports.
Speaking to the Associated Press, Hussein al-Musawi, a spokesperson for Harakat al-Nujaba, one of the main Iranian-backed militias in Iraq, suggested a desire to cool down tensions in the Middle East. His comments come after the U.S. struck dozens of sites in Iraq and Syria, used by Iranian-backed militias and the Iranian Revolutionary Guard. Musawi condemned the U.S. strikes, saying the U.S. must understand that every action elicits a reaction. But he then struck a more conciliatory tone, saying that, "We do not wish to escalate or widen regional tensions." The air assault was the opening salvo of U.S. retaliation for a drone strike that killed three U.S. troops in Jordan last weekend. I'm Karen Shamas.
Officials in Chile report Saturday intense forest fires burning around a populous area of central Chile have left at least 19 people dead and destroyed about 1,100 homes. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Chile's Interior Minister, Carolyn Toja, said Saturday there were 92 forest fires burning in the center and south of the country, where temperatures have been unusually high this week. The deadliest of the fires were occurring in the region of Valparaiso, where authorities urged people not to leave their homes so fire trucks, ambulances, and other emergency vehicles could transit with greater ease. Toja did not offer any details about the 19 people killed. She said the two fires near Quilpe and Bielmana had burned through at least 8,000 hectares since Friday. The El Nino weather pattern had caused droughts and hotter-than-usual temperatures along the west of South America this year, increasing the risk of forest fires. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day.